We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now, first round draft pick last year for the Baltimore Ravens. Let's welcome into the program tight end Hayden Hurst. Hayden, what's happening? Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having
me. Doing great, man. We appreciate your time. Yesterday, Adley Rutschman was introduced to the media. First overall pick by the Orioles. Today, Gunnar Henderson was here. He's a high schooler, second-round pick. Of course, you were a first-round pick. You're professional in both sports. What advice would you give to both guys in regards to preparing yourself for the next phase after the draft euphoria dies down?
Man, just remember it's a game. You know, minor league baseball is a different beast of its own. Those guys, they'll get introduced to all that, but just enjoy it. And at the end of the day, remember, it's just a game, guys.
Hey, Hayden, why did you choose baseball over football originally?
Coming out of high school, you know, I was always baseball. You know, I was an All-American and that, and kind of just played football for fun. You know, didn't really think of it as a monetary gain. So when I was 18, the Pirates put some money in front of me, and I kind of took it and ran.
And then what made you decide to transfer or go to South Carolina and give football a shot?
Well, I mean, to put it bluntly, when I was with the Pirates, I didn't have a lot of success. Got the yips, couldn't really throw strikes, and, you know, kind of saw the writing on the wall that I wasn't going to move up and I wasn't going to be in the MLB. So kind of cut my losses and wanted to go back to football and have fun, and then you know, football kind of turned into what it has, and I got drafted, and I'm pretty humbled and blessed to be where I'm at now.
Now, Hayden, when I saw you last year, I think one of the best things that you do is you sink your hips well, you can bend your knees, which means you're good at getting in and out of cuts. I think you're a good route runner. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I think that's one of my strong points. That's what I was able to do at South Carolina. I did a little bit last year in the preseason before, you know, the foot thing, but you know, I picked up a little bit on it towards the end of the season, and I'm healthy, ready to go. So, you know, I'm hoping to be where I was at last year.
Now, what did you actually do to your foot?
So I had a Jones fracture. I fractured my fifth metatarsal on my left foot, and they had to put a 2-millimeter screw inside of it. So it was supposed to take 6 to 8 weeks, and I was back and forth because I really wanted to get on the field. Kind of felt it all of last year, was never really at 100%. You know, obviously kind of had the aches and pains of a screw being in my foot, but I'm good to go now, all healthy, don't feel it, and feel 100%.
Now, is that the same type of surgery that Marquise had?
I think Marquise, his break was more towards the middle of his foot. It was a little bit different than mine. I guess he broke a different part of it, but I think he had something put in. I'm not 100% sure, but I think he'll be ready to go. Like I said, I think his is a little bit more serious than mine, maybe, but I think he'll be fine.
Now, Hayden, when I came out to the OTAs, the first note that I wrote down was, damn, Hayden Hurst got big. What did you do? What'd you do in the off season?
So I got home January 7th. I drove back down to Florida. I probably took 2.5 weeks off just to be with my family, but I kind of put my head down and started grinding towards the end of January all the way until I went back middle of April. Just because, you know, I mean, I was pretty happy with where I was at in preseason. You know, me and Joe were clicking. We were on the same page.
Yep.
I was kind of finding, you know, my way, and then the whole foot thing happened, which kind of a pain, you know, because I was playing such a high, you know, level, playing fast, and then, you know, kind of had to take a back seat. And it was tough, but, you know, I think I'll be fine.
Now, what did you do lifting-wise? Because you gained – tell us how much you gained, what you do. I mean, you must have ate everything in sight because your arms look so much bigger and stuff.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I was lifting every single day, twice a day for about 2.5 months. I know people are doubting it. I saw some stuff, you know, there's no way you could do it. But I put on 15 pounds of muscle.
Nice.
I can show you the body fat percentage. I was down to 9%, 262. The weight room's kind of where I get my mental clarity. It's where it's just, you know, I had a lot of stuff going on last year. And that's kind of where I clear my head. You know, obviously it helps on the field too. I wanted to get a little bit stronger because I felt like I was getting pushed around a little bit at 247. But, like I said, put on about 15 pounds and I'm ready to go.
Now, at 262, when you went out there, confidence-wise, how did it affect your game?
For me, when I was at South Carolina, I played at about 258, 260, and I just felt like guys couldn't really move me around. You know, I was able to kind of hold my own, get guys off me when I was running routes, and then obviously hold my own in the running game. And I just feel strong. Like I said, when I'm in and out of cuts and guys are on me, you know, at the top of my routes, I'm able to get separation better.
Yep.
Obviously able to hold the point of attack better and blocking and stuff, so that's going to be a lot of fun. But, yeah, I'm just excited. It's going to be a really good year.
Now, talk to our listeners, Hayden, about, like, when you're running a route and the difference between man coverage, zone coverage, you know, what you got to do, sit down, keep running, you know, just – kind of give the listeners a little synopsis of that.
Man, the tight end position in our offense is so important because a lot of our routes, there's so many reads on every single route that you run. You know, you have to be able to ID zone versus man. And then there's different breaks in those routes, you know, whether it's zone versus man, whether you sit it, you break it out, whether you hook it up in a certain area, you have to find the void. So, I mean, there's a lot of nuances in our offense, and the tight ends have a lot of emphasis in that. And you kind of have to be smart. You got to have your head on a swivel. You got to be able to play really, really fast.
Now, talk about the improvements, because I saw Lamar at the rookie mini camp, same one you were at last year, compared to now, because last year he struggled. This year his footwork and stuff looks better. Give me kind of your overview of where Lamar is right now compared to where he was a year ago.
Man, he just gets better every single day. I've said it before, he's such an incredible athlete. We all know that. And when you put him in those situations, you know, day after day, he's just going to get better, you know, because he's such a good athlete. He's going to pick up on that stuff. And from where he was last year to where he is now, you know, with all the experience under his belt, I mean, he's a totally different player, in my opinion. You know, he's going through his progressions, going through his reads. He's checking down when he needs to. He's doing the right stuff. I'm excited for him. I know he's going to have a really great year, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Ravens tight end Hayden Hurst joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny and Haney live from Dempsey's down here at Camden Yards. Mark Ingram, Vinny and I have been talking about him, veteran running back, accomplished in college, certainly at the NFL level as well. What's impressed you about him so far?
Man, he's a beast. I'm excited for training camp when we put the pads on and he starts running through guys when we play the Jags and the Eagles and stuff like that. I mean, he's so fast and explosive that, you know, when we put pads on, he's going to make a lot of guys miss. He's going to run through guys. He's going to fit our offense perfectly. I think it was a really good pickup. You know, I'm excited for Mark. He's going to be a heck of a player.
Hey, Hayden, talk about probably other than tight ends, the biggest strength of your team, the secondary, because you go against them every day in practice. Talk about the depth and strength of your secondary.
Gosh, man, it's such a pain. I mean, our guys are so good all across the board. You know, you got Earl, you got Tony, you got Deshaun, you got Chuck, all those guys, man, that we have to run routes off of. It just, you know, iron sharpens iron, you know, to be cliche about it. It's so fun because we have such a competitive, you know, fire between all of us. You know, when we're on the field, it gets a little bit chippy, but, you know, we're back in the locker room, we're all boys. But those guys are so good, and our tight ends are so good. It's just such good competition, and you know, going through training camp and OTAs and mini camp, all that stuff. I mean, I know the tight ends are going to be really good, and we're going to get those guys good, and it's going to be good for the Ravens.
Hey, Hayden, you know who impressed me, kind of stood out, and he had people talking about him, was Deshaun Elliott. Talk about Deshaun, because he missed last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he missed last year with the broken arm, but I'll tell you what, he showed up almost every single day making a play back there in the secondary. Very, very smart guy. Makes plays all over the field. Really, really smart. He's going to make a lot of plays this year.
like I said, I went up against him a ton during OTAs and mini camp. Every time I looked up, it felt like it was 32 on top. And tell you what, man, he's going to be a really special player. I'm excited for him. He's got a good future.
Now, Hayden, because you've lost a lot of leadership, older guys, who's the leader offensively, and now who's the leader defensively?
For me, offensively, I think Lamar, he's really been more outspoken than he was last year. Obviously, you know, he knows that that he's the guy. You know, he's the starting quarterback. He's been more vocal. Really, really impressed with where, you know, how far he's come. I mean, like you said, I'm excited to be a part of it. You know, when he talks, everybody listens. On defense, I think it's really a collective effort. Those guys, you know, with what Dub was able to do last year and Sizz, those guys are kind of picking up where they left off. I'm not too worried about our defense. I don't think they're really going to miss a beat. You know, I think Baltimore is known for the defense, and that's never really going to be an issue.
Now, two-parter. Number one, when you saw out at training camp, mini camp, how big Michael Pierce was, because when I first saw him, I said, whoa, does he look big? And then the other part is, talk about the tight end room, you know, how tight you guys are.
I'll be honest, I didn't really see Pierce when he came in, so I'm not 100% sure on that situation. Yeah, I didn't see him because he was stretching on a different side of the field, so I can't really comment. I didn't see him a ton. But I think he'll be fine. He'll figure it out. Him and Harb's talks, he'll be fine. But our tight end room's pretty fun. You know, me, Nick, Mark, and we got the two younger guys coming in too. I think they're a little quiet right now because they see how weird me, Nick, and Mark are in our dynamic. But those two guys are like my brothers, man. It's fun. They've made the transition a lot easier for me. You know, last year was rough. But having those guys as my best friends has been it's been fun. You know, it's easy going to work with two guys like that every single day.
Hayden Hurst, Ravens tight end, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Hayden, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll see you in less than a month at training camp.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right. Thanks, Hayden. Stay healthy, man.
Absolutely.
Hayden Hurst, Baltimore Ravens tight end, here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.